the day after Mother's Day. No more sleeping in on your one day a year. No breakfast in bed. Laundry's piling up. Boogers on the wall. Your special day is over and it's time to get back to mothering. Mothering. Issue instructions. Repeat instructions. Repeat instructions one more time. Really loudly. Don't forget to caffeinate. Think, oh my God, these kids are driving me crazy. Why do I even bother? Say no at least 15 times. The day after Mother's Day. Boy, could you use a nap.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
You know the saying, as American as apple pie?
America loves apple pie. We love apple pie.
I never had it. I never had it.
You never had it?
You've never had apple pie?
I never have.
Well, today's the day.
Today is National Apple Pie Day.
Sweet as apple pie.
National Apple Pie Day.
What pie?
The apple pie.
You get the apple pie, I'll go buy the ice cream.
Oh, let's make a day of it.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and at radio434.com, also on Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And you can find the podcast if you search The Mike Show VA. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and where else? Anywhere that you get your podcast. And you can even just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on The Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast. And you can scroll through and you can listen to every episode all the way back to the dawn of time, I think, in perpetuity. And you can even watch the show. It's on Facebook Live. Show segments are on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, I think I covered everything. I'm pretty darn sure. Cammy Smith is going to be joining us from Centra Health. It's the And So Much More podcast that she does, and we're going to be promoting that. We're also going to be talking about National Hospital Week. That is that's all on the way with Cammy. I'm going to recap her Mother's Day. Plus, in addition, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And we got top baby names for boys, and one new boy's name cracked the top 10. So we've got that for you. Plus, our top list. Top baby names that are so 2024. All right, we got those as well. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now, Mom Thoughts.
Reading about the woman in Tennessee who had a 13-pound baby. It had a full head of hair and was probably holding a comb. 13 pounds. What did she do, eat lard pops every day? If I had a 13-pound baby come out of me, I'd shoot my husband. Yeah, here's your fat baby. I'll be over here in the recovery ward for about a year. They say childbirth gets easier with each one. They say size doesn't matter. Really? Tell that to the 13 stitches I got. Nope, I taint kidding.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
Yikes, the Mike Show. I wonder what they named that baby. If they named it Tank, or Tank. Anyway, the Social Security Administration released its annual list of the most popular baby names in the U.S. And the top two, again, this year, are Olivia and Liam. Olivia has been the top girl's name 5 years running. Liam has topped the boys' list for 7 straight years. Both top 10 lists are pretty much the same, but one new boy's name did crack the top 10. Mateo, M-A-T-E-O, jumped from number 11 to number 6. Benjamin fell from 9 to 11. The 10 most popular names for boys, Liam, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, Mateo, Theodore, Henry, Lucas, and William. The top 10 for girls, Olivia, Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, Mia, Isabella, Ava, Evelyn, and Luna. Mia jumped from 8 to 6. Otherwise, it's unchanged from last year. They also looked at the trendiest baby names, meaning the ones that saw the biggest gains over the past year. The top 5 for boys, Iziel, I-Z-A-E-L, Iziel. Chosen. Aiden, E-I-D-E-N, Cassian, C-A-S-S-I-A-N, and Kieran. That's not Karen, is it? It's Kieran. K-Y-R-E-N. The top 5 for girls. Khalil. K-A-E-L-I. Autazel.
Auto. What? Can I have a pronunciation on this one?
Automobile?
No. Altazel. Amryn. A-M-R-Y-N. Adhara, A-D-H-A-R-A, and Azira, A-Z-A-R-I. Chosen was a character in the last season of Cobra Kai. Khalil might be thanks to a TikToker star, Khalil May. We're not sure. So anyway, so that brings us to our top list with Liam and Oliver, or Olivia, rather. Wouldn't it be interesting if it was Oliver and Olivia? Liam and Oliver. Take 3. Liam and Olivia are the 2 most popular baby names. But if you want to brand your newborn, with a unique name that really reflects today's times, we suggest anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top baby names that are so 2024. All right, here we go. Number one. Top baby names that are so 2024. Cicada. Fubo. Wemby. Stormy. Top baby names that are so 2024. Zendaya. Furiosa. Tortured Poet. Top baby names so 2024. Baby Reindeer. MAGA. And Brainworm. Here we go. The Mike Show. All right. I dare you. Dare you to name your kid any of those. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift kicked off her European tour. She sold out all her shows in Germany, but that's mostly because her opener is David Hasselhoff. Authorities dropped their investigation into Shakira's tax evasion. They based their decision on testimony from her hips, which don't lie. A Florida man who was high on LSD, ketamine, mushrooms, ecstasy, and PCP bit a chunk of skin out of a cop's head at a music festival. In his defense, have you seen the price of a hot dog at those things? New Mexico has been named the most dangerous state in the U.S. South Dakota, if you're a dog. And Starbucks is experiencing record low sales. The good news is, if your local Starbucks closes, you can just go to the one right next to it. This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday. Here, let's get an alternate view from the tower cam. We looked at the river view. The river. We looked at the river view. Let's look. Let's see. Let's look up. Is that up Rivermont? Can we go there? Can we look there? Let's look up Rivermont. There we go. So, to feel refreshed, and it's good, especially on a day like today when it's beautiful, you need to spend some quality time outside. And if your idea is walking 100 feet up to a Starbucks rather than going through a drive-thru, there's a reason you don't feel revived. Every single day. And I was talking with Cammie from Centra Health, and we were talking about our day yesterday being Mother's Day. And you know, right after Mother's Day brunch, and we had a chance to simmer down, let all of our food, start to digest, Tab and Maddie both suggested that we take a walk. And get some exercise. Yeah. I mean, So I was down, and, you know, it was such a nice day. And we went out, and we did, you know, the regular walking circuit that the Tab does to work out, which I should have known. I was wearing my Vans. I was wearing some goofy shorts, pretty much, you know, this, and was not dressed. I said was not dressed for you know, working out, and then she kept it at a brisk pace. So by the time I got back, I was schwitz to the pits. Well, anyway, but still, I felt really, really good. And according to this, it's a new poll. The average American needs to spend 67 minutes outside each day in order to feel refreshed, which would be like walking 4 miles to a Starbucks. Well, anyway, it's easy enough right now when it's getting warmer out, but it's not too hot. It's a real struggle, though, to get in those 67 minutes in, you know, January in the Midwest or July in Arizona. How do you define feeling refreshed? Well, about 2 in 3 people say being outside relaxes them. It puts them in a better mood, helps them clear their head. Being cooped up inside too much can deepen feelings of depression, anxiousness, and loneliness. And thank God the poll's going to be opening really, really soon. That is honest to God, since we don't have any outdoor space downtown at our house, so we do have to go for walks, and the trail system here is absolutely positively wonderful. And downtown is such a great walkable place. So, you know, we get plenty of opportunities to be outside, but we don't have our own, like, outdoor space or a deck or, you know, a yard that we can just let the kids run. We're working on that. This is the year we are buying a house. So, and I've said that before, but this is actually the year we have to buy a house. Okay, so we are. So we'll get a lot more. What I'm saying is we'll get a lot more outdoor time, and we won't have to make it a destination. We won't have to say, okay, well, let's pack things up and we'll go down to the park, or let's do this, or let's do that. No, we can just hang out in our own backyard. That's what I mean. Okay. The latest company to sell canned cocktails, and this is perfect if you're 21, but you wish you were 12 and miss your juice box. Welch's just joined the canned cocktail trend and unveiled 4 flavors for this summer: vodka cranberry, passion fruit mojito, watermelon mule, and a grapefruit flavor called vodka transfusion. Here, wait, there's a photo. Oh, there is a photo. Okay, here, check this out. All right, don't get these mixed up. I mean, do not get these mixed up with. And I love how right at the top it says contains alcohol. Do not get these mixed up, gang, with your kiddos' drinks. They are 5.9% alcohol, so a little bit stronger than a White Claw and most, you know, lighter beers. Their angle is they're better because they're made with real juice. Okay. In related news, 20-year-olds on TikTok just found out apple juice masks the taste of tequila really well. Maybe too well. What else? Let's see if we got one more. Did you see the Northern Lights? I saw the Northern Lights through my phone. That's where I saw them. But here, even folks, I mean, this was all over. Everybody saw the pictures on social media this weekend. And now we'll show you one more. The aurora extended way further south than usual, thanks to a huge solar storm. That's where charged particles from the sun light up as they hit Earth's magnetic field. It was the strongest since 2003. Even people in Florida, like the photos that we're posting right here, people in Florida were posting this weekend. Some of those shots might be more impressive than what they actually saw in person. It turns out phone cameras are so good now, they pick up the Northern Lights a lot better than our eyes, especially on night mode, meant for low lighting. Some might argue that that's not a whole lot better than watching a video of them on YouTube, but most people online seem to agree it still counts. So if you get to cross it off your bucket list, if you're, you know, if you're, and if you're just hearing about this, you're not alone. A ton of people in spots like Arizona and Texas complained that they had no idea that they could have seen them. And if they had known, they might have stepped outside. So, got one more? No, let's go to five random facts. We got that coming up. Plus, we've got your audio vault, and we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Hey, this is Kyle with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. We want to invite everyone to join us for a very special event on May 23rd at Monacan Park. It's the Conservation Canoe and Kayak Convoy celebrating a new conservation project out on Bald Eagle Island in Amherst County. We're going to paddle upstream from Monacan Park about a mile and a half to the island for a ribbon cutting ceremony. We'll have the Business Alliance, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, who's donating the island to us, will be there, and then we'll paddle back down, celebrating a great day on the water, a beautiful piece of property that's going to be protected forever along the James River. It should be a wonderful day to be out with, celebrating conservation, celebrating our beautiful area, and just all the great ways to get outdoors around Lynchburg. That's May 23rd, meeting at 9 a.m. at Monacan Park with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Wrap up about noon that day. It's going to be a great time.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the tiny, impossible to use handles on maple syrup bottles are a skeuomorph? What the heck is that? Here, let's see if we can pronounce that properly. Here, search.
Skeuomorph.
Okay, it's an object or feature which imitates the design of a similar artifact made from another material. Okay. And it's a design element that helps you recognize what something is, even if it doesn't have a purpose beyond that. The tiny handles have been added for almost 100 years to reference the old stoneware jugs, maple syrup, the stonewell jugs that maple syrup used to be stored in. Those jugs had handles large enough to actually hold, though. Number two, President Obama was only the 14th of the first 44 presidents to serve two full terms in office. Joe Biden, or Donald Trump, could become the 15th. Number three, Six Flags got its name because of the six different nations Texas had been part of. Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the United States, and the Confederacy. Number four,
Number four. Play the music. Where's the music? Oh, there's the music. There we go. Number four.
Most snails.
And we found this out the hard way.
Most snails have both male and female reproductive organs.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, so they can quickly and easily mate with basically any other snail. And they do. And they produce lots and lots and lots of babies. And then number five. Best Buy was originally called The Sound of Music. They launched in 1966, and that name was changed to Best Buy. It wasn't changed until 1983, and those are your five random facts.
Skewomorph.
There we go.
Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
The Mike Show. It's the... what is today? Today's Monday. The Monday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition, and Mondays are the best days because Cammie comes and joins us and talks to us. And first off, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Belated. I didn't get a chance to say it. Well, last week it would have been a week before.
Yeah, it would have been too early.
Too soon.
But one day after is not bad.
Yeah. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And two, your earrings are banging.
Thank you.
And I love them. So how did you celebrate Mother's Day?
Well, I slept in. Significantly
okay.
slept
right.
in.
Here, wait. I don't even have my sound effects set up yet. Okay. I was gonna ding off all the cool things.
No, seriously, sleeping in is so underrated. It
yeah.
was incredible. And I'm not talking about like, oh, I slept till 7. I slept till 10 a.m.
Wow.
I don't even know how I did. I mean, you know, you ever like wake up and you're like, nope. No,
yep.
I'm back to sleep.
Yep.
And then it was just a gorgeous day. So, you know, I bundled up. It was a little chilly. I sat outside, had some coffee. I read. And then we tried really hard to get a reservation somewhere in Lynchburg for like a brunch or lunch or whatever. But everything was packed, which is actually kind of cool.
Yep.
I like that everyone was out there supporting local. So we headed into Charlottesville.
Okay.
And we, what did we go to? Matchbox?
Okay.
We went to a place called Matchbox and really loved it. And then we went to this really cool Lego place where you go
really?
In. Yes, and you can make your own. Actually, you can make your own figurine. And my
really?
Daughter, yes, this is what she gave me for Mother's Day. It says, World's Best Mom.
Uh-huh.
And this is me as a Lego person.
Nice.
How sweet is that?
That is so cool.
I loved it so much. And so my kids got to make themselves as
Here,
a
wait,
Lego
hold,
person.
Hold that up. I'm gonna.
Let's see if you can zoom in a little bit.
There we go. That is awesome.
And it says World's Best Mom.
There you go. Of course. So,
it was incredible. It's
nice.
Called Bricks and Minifigs. Oh my gosh, guys. Go check them out. They were incredibly kind. it was funny. I ran in afterwards. Because, you know, it's an hour drive back to Lynchburg.
Yeah,
so I was
yeah.
like, hey, can I just use your bathroom real quick before we leave? And he was like, you do you, boo. It's your day.
See?
I was like, yes,
see?
It is. Thank
Mom's
you.
Mom's role. Moms get whatever they want.
Oh, it was so cool. But we did. We had a great day. We just, you know, we got ice cream and walked around. And
nice.
It was a beautiful day to be outside. I hope everybody was outside
yesterday.
Oh,
absolutely. So, yeah. I got this thing called exercise.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did that go?
If I had my sound. Oh, wait. I might even have my sound.
Is it ready?
Oh, yes, it is. It's a, yeah. Yeah. I got exercise. So Mother's Day was all about, Tab. And so we don't tell her. That's her sound effect. So Mother's Day was all about Tab. And Maddie, who is okay. a little mini-me of Tab, she had the agenda. She had the plan. She was my little spy.
That's a good one to have.
Who goes everywhere with Mommy, okay? So it goes everywhere with Mommy. And she takes notes. She sees, you know, what Mommy likes.
Okay.
And so she already
had
a list of potential gifts.
Okay. Okay.
And we went out and we bought them all. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Mommy wanted these new pajamas. And we found the ones that she really wanted, but they were a large, and that's too big for Mommy.
Yeah.
So we found another set that was in her size.
Okay.
It was pretty close, and so we went with that. So there, we went with that. And then...
But that's the win.
Yeah. That, and then we went and we got her a ring that she wanted, that she already tried on, by the way.
Oh,
and it was
wow.
the exact size. And Mommy didn't buy it.
Okay.
It was still there, so we bought her a ring.
Well done.
And Mommy wanted a vintage lunchbox that was at one of the salvage stores. We unfortunately did not make it down there in time to do that. But we went to Mikado.
Okay.
And we picked up takeout Chinese takeout Asian food, which was amazing. If you and this is not a commercial for Mikado, but I'm going to give them a free plug anyway.
Yes.
If you find yourself over on Memorial, they do takeout Asian and sushi, and it is absolutely positively amazing. And it's our favorite. It's Tab's favorite. So I got that the night before, went and got all the groceries to make Mother's Day brunch for Sunday.
Love it.
Did that. And then we went, then we went for a walk.
Exercise.
Yeah. And I just figured, okay, you know, we're going to walk down to Super Rat or something, right?
You
know,
oh, no. How long did
walk
you
down
walk?
To Amazing
How far
Square
did you walk?
So I wasn't even, I was wearing my Vans. I wasn't even wearing, you know, Ooh. Like running shoes. And we ended up doing a regular, you know, circuit that Tab usually walks.
Okay.
And I should have known because she was wearing her running shoes.
She was ready.
She was wearing, yes. you know, like,
well,
like running shorts and stuff. And I'm not, I'm you know, like this. So, but we had a great time. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Spent the rest of the day hanging out at the house. I actually took a nap.
Oh, see that?
Yeah. And Tab slept in.
Well, you were exhausted.
Yeah.
You'd been on an adventure.
Well, they had a spa day after that.
They
painted nails and they did hair and it was a lot of fun. So the girls did great. I got a nap. Everybody ate well. And then we had leftover Chinese for dinner last night, too.
Okay, I've got to try Mikado's.
You
because
have
this is
to try
not the
Mikado's.
First time you have mentioned this to
Mm-mm.
me, and
Mm-mm.
I just need to make it happen.
Got to try it. The hot and sour soup,
okay.
best hands down that I've ever had, ever. Anywhere,
right.
So you got to do that. All right, but this is not why you visit. You visit.
No, but I love getting to hang out and chat.
Now, all right, tell me the story. Tell me why the earrings.
Okay.
They're
incredible.
They're totally, totally cool.
Yes.
But is there a story behind them?
Well, there is. So, first, I got these earrings in a Halloween costume like years ago.
Okay.
But I loved them.
Because you are a superhero.
Superhero.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is Hospital Week. And
okay.
it's not just like Central Hospital Week. It's Hospital Week really all around the nation. And so this is a time where we can celebrate our caregivers. We can kind of turn inward and like just encourage everyone and remind each other why we're here, and just have fun. Like, you know, a hospital is a very serious place. And so you have to balance that seriousness with this fun we want to have. But we just want our caregivers to take a minute to just remember why they do what they do and to celebrate themselves, celebrate each other. And so we have like themes all week long. Today is Neon Day.
Nice.
And so I am prepared for Neon Day. And then we have like Trouble Shirt Day and Spirit Day, and there's Pirate Day. And yes, yeah, so if you're headed into the doctor's office or to any of our facilities, you're going to see a lot of color, a lot of fun. People are going to be in good spirits as they usually are. But, you know, we just want to like breathe a little fun into everything. And so, so today for Neon Day, I've got my earrings on. But also we're doing like, there's going to be a picnic at each of our main facilities for our caregivers.
Nice.
The executive team is going to make breakfast for caregivers a few times throughout the week. And then we have a parade on Wednesday, which the community is invited to.
There will
be a parade at LGH starting at noon.
Okay.
And then the whole parade's going to make their way to VBH. And we're going to be there at like 12:25. And then Bedford and Southside have a parade on Friday at noon. And so it's a lot of fun. Like a lot of different community members come out and do like big floats, and it's just a way to say thank you and to, you know, bring some smiles. And so this year's theme is like a summertime focused theme.
Okay.
And so we're gonna be, you know, throwing out beach balls and Hawaiian lays, and
cool.
It's gonna be a good time.
Very cool.
So all of our content is very we do a lot of caregiver focused content anyway, but a lot of our content is gonna be super heavily focused on our caregivers. So we have a video that we're gonna throw out there, three parts, where we went to all of our locations and we asked just ridiculous questions, but also just some fun questions, like how many caregivers are in the whole health system, and how big is our health system? Which I did not know this. Our health system is the size of New Jersey.
Wow.
Yes, that is the amount of
square mileage.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
That really is.
Yes,
that's amazing.
New Jersey, that I'm like, okay.
Huh.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Cami hosts the podcast, Central Health's podcast. It's called And So Much More. And if you're reading it on the screen, you see it's an ampersand. If you're listening, it's ampersand and so much more podcast.
Yes.
You can search for it wherever you get your podcast. You can go to centralhealth.com and you can search for And So Much More podcast, or just search podcast. And you can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to it on any platform where you get your podcast, and pretty much each and every week. You guys are cranking out something with very, very vital information and even a little fun.
Yeah, we have a little fun. I mean, we've got some great episodes out there. You know, we talked last week about, you know, Mental Health Month, which is this month. This is also Stroke Month. So we focus a lot on preventative care and how to stay healthy and how to maybe help your family members stay healthy as well. Just some key things to keep in the forefront of your mind that can make such a difference long term. But then also come and get to know our caregivers. We do lots of interviews with our physicians and our nurses and our techs. And then, you know, everything to the non-clinical positions as well, because our health system cannot function without literally every single role.
Yeah.
So it's a great place, but you can come and learn about it. It's a good time.
It is. It's a really, really cool, very well put together podcast.
Thank you.
And absolutely. Thank you. And you can catch it again wherever you get your podcast, or just go to centrahealth.com and learn more about what's going on with your local health system. Cami, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to put them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. You won't even need to go to Centra to have them removed. You'll want them to live there forever.
Stay.
Yes. Audio Vault's coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
an advanced practice provider, is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg taproom with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their taproom, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their taproom in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes, I think you will like it. Do we have anything up in the comedy that we wanted to do? Oh, yeah, for the second year in a row, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will take place at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Queens, New York. Historically, terriers are the favorite to win Best in Show, as 47 have taken home the title before. But this year, it's any dog's game, and there's this for the serious dog aficionado.
On newsstands today, Westminster Dog Show Confidential, the only magazine with the latest rumors, gossip, and buzz surrounding these happening hounds.
Did Muffy get a haircut?
Why does Buttercup shove her paws in the water bowl?
What happened to Duke's testicles?
Find out in Westminster Dog Show Confidential.
Did Shadow hump Princess while Buddy was at the vet getting dewormed?
Did Nina get a new tennis ball?
Ooh la la, who's the blue-eyed husky with the fragrant sphincter?
All that and more in Westminster Dog Show Confidential, because everyone loves dogs. Okay, maybe not chihuahuas.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to viral videos. Somebody posted a video of an Airbnb that supposedly charged extra for everything, like $12 per day per device to use the Wi-Fi. The woman in the video claims they charged her an extra $924 after she checked out. Here she is listing some of the possible charges. Then her phone call with the property owner.
Washing machine will be charged for a wash.
Are you serious?
No meat or animal products allowed. Do not sit on this chair. It was my deceased husband's favorite one.
Wi-Fi is free on the first day.
I just got a note from Airbnb about some additional charges.
You used the pool table twice, and there's a charge on the pool table.
How did you know I used the pool table?
And then the washing machine. I know you used the washing machine twice. I've only charged you for the things that you've used. I will take this up with the Airbnb.
Please
do. They have your numbers.
Oh, wow. Now, some people think it's too crazy and must have been staged, but her phone call with the owner is pretty convincing. Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia had to apologize after a bunch of nursing students' names were mispronounced at their graduation on Thursday. The woman reading them butchered a ton of names that weren't hard, like Elizabeth. And also Thomas, even though it's in the school's name. Here, listen.
Victoria Lee Zubenfrost.
What the heck? Victoria Elizabeth Bruce. Not what she said.
Marlena.
Oh, Melanie. Is
it Zubenfrost?
Molly.
Ha. Carolina Urina. Tamome.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Skip that. Skip that. We'll put that in Stupid Criminals. And we'll put that in Stupid Criminals. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Welch's is getting into the booze business. They're releasing four new canned cocktails, as we showed you on Not Headline News. Speaking of drinking, here's comedian Norm MacDonald, the late, great Norm MacDonald, on his alcoholic pal.
Hello, my buddy. I did want to say one thing about my buddy Richie, who has a disease. But it's an interesting disease he has. He has the disease of alcoholism. And he came to me, you know, and he told me, and I like to look, I'm the kind of guy who likes to look at the bright side of things, you know. So I told him, I said, Richie, it's true that you have a disease and everything, but I think you got the best one. It's the only disease where you get to drink booze all the time. I haven't looked at every medical journal, but I believe it's the only disease where you can constantly drink booze. As a matter of fact, that is the disease. You know, and I don't think Richie would go to my Uncle Bert and go, hey, I understand you got bowel cancer. Hey, what's your symptoms, Uncle Bert? Mind-screeching bowel pains. They're combined with aching, dull, soul-deadening bowel pain. Those are basically my symptoms. How about you? I get happy. And, you know, I tend to be able to talk to people easier, I find.
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Yeah, keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news, and we'll share that with you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Remember when we thought it was brazen to steal a package from someone's porch in broad daylight when the person has a doorbell camera? Yeah, that's nothing compared to this. A man in Pennsylvania opened his door last Tuesday to pick up a package when another man came running through his yard with his hands up. He ran up to the porch, snatched the box out of the guy's hands, and ran off with it. It was daytime. There was a security camera. The porch pirate was not disguised or hiding his identity. And there was another delivery truck at the house preparing to deliver another package. And the thief almost ran into that driver when he was running off. Now, that's a lot to unpack. But there's more. The stolen package had six new iPhones inside, so it was worth thousands of dollars. I guess the whole family was getting new phones or something. The homeowner says the guy must have known what was in it, but he doesn't know how. He says his security camera shows them doing a U-turn to follow the FedEx truck. He said that seconds after the theft, he got a strange scam call telling him to return the phones. And when he said the phones were stolen, the caller hung up. It was if the thief was targeting the phones, that would explain why they didn't steal the other package out of the second delivery guy's hands. The thief also had a getaway driver, so after he ran off, he hopped into a waiting car and they sped off. Those pirates are still on the loose. Police are investigating both who's behind this and if they're connected to other crimes.
Now every time you open the door for delivery, you have to watch out, that's all.
There's a guy coming down this block. They see the FedEx, the U-turn, and then they come up the block and then come back down right in front of the FedEx.
All right, well, that is the victim who goes by the name of Henry, talking about what had happened. And then there is this. A man in Florida, Florida man, stole a boat for a joyride last Tuesday. He was wearing only his underwear and an ankle monitor. Witnesses say it was very clear that he had very little boating knowledge. Here's a concerned boater breaking down what she noticed about the suspect, Anthony Terry.
It was fairly clear early on that he had very little boating knowledge. He struggled with, like, basic knots, didn't know where to attach his anchor.
Mm-hmm. A 28-year-old postal worker in Ohio was caught racing a Mustang in her USPS mail van. She was going more than 100 miles per hour in a 60 zone. She got off with a verbal warning plus a $50 fine for the traffic violation. Here's the officer questioning Drew Brown after he pulled her over.
Is there a reason you're going over 100?
I didn't realize that I was going that fast.
Yeah. I mean, that Mustang took off. He caught my attention, and you blew by him, and I was pacing you at like 105.
I mean, I
did you know the person in the Mustang?
No.
Okay.
They were driving around and ridiculous on 590, but...
Right, I kind of assumed when the way they took off and at the light there, because I was right across from you.
Right.
So he saw me coming up behind him, and he did the right thing and stopped and or slowed down, and then you continued.
Wow. All right. A YouTuber in Los Angeles broadcasted herself smoking weed, then driving and running over a pedestrian. Here's the moment that this person hit the other woman. Here, listen.
I know that he does hear those voices. They're not fake, but I wonder. Oh my God, are you okay?
No.
I didn't see her.
What?
I was looking. I didn't see you.
Oh, my God, you guys. I don't know what just happened, but it wasn't good.
All right, guys. Here's your content for the day.
Uh-huh. She claims that she wasn't arrested and the person she hit was fine. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 91-year-old man in Missouri donated $500,000 to his town's volunteer fire department. All of their gear is from the 1980s or 1990s, and they only had $169 in their bank account. Now they're getting all new stuff and new trucks. Here's Sam Sloan talking about his big donation, along with words from Fire Chief Mark Hardin.
It's $500,000, and $500,000 is a pretty good donation.
Never in a million years would I ever expected anything like that for a rural fire department.
I'm getting a lot of credit for it, but I don't know how to fix one of them things.
Okay. And that is the good news. He doesn't know how to fix one of them things. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?